Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
One of the Kardashians' businesses is getting called out for scamming people. Is it Skims? It is not. Is it Good American?
Is it Kylie Jenner's new one?
Nope, it's not Kylie Jenner's. It's not even Kylie Cosmetics. It's not 818 Tequila. It's not Poosh from Kourtney Kardashian. Kim Kardashian says it's her daughter North's lemonade stand. Oh. So Northwest is apparently taking some of the entrepreneurial traits from the family. Her mom, Kim Kardashian, revealed in a recent interview with GQ that she actually sets up a huge lemonade stand in their neighborhood. She'll get like a pitcher, she'll fill it, put it in her wagon, and then she'll go down to the corner, just prop up like a normal kid. Sometimes she even has her friends help her out. And she says, you know, if a random person stops by the lemonade stand, she only charges them about $2 for said lemonade. But if it's someone she knows, like one of Kim Kardashian's rich friends or rich neighbors, she'll take their $20 and be like, I don't have any change. And then Kim will be getting all these calls saying, your daughter just scammed me out of $20. But you know what? That's just how the Kardashians do business. They're going to take your money no matter what.
I had to check myself because I saw the Instagram posts of North and Penelope. I think it was that's Scott and Kourtney Kardashian's little girl. And they're out there making money at this lemonade stand, right? And I'm like, those kids don't need money. They got plenty. And then I stop myself and I'm like, no.
Yeah.
This is a very good lesson in hard work and entrepreneurialism. And, you know, they don't have money. Their parents have money.
Right.
So for them to go out there and do that, I applauded there. I did. Like, that was my initial reaction. And then I was like, no, girl, check yourself.
Yeah, and they're as shady in business as their parents.
Exactly.
I learned it early.
Yeah. Learning the beauties of capitalism daily. So shout out to you, Northwest. But all this is coming out of an interview with Kim Kardashian because she was actually made to be on the cover of GQ's Men of the Year issue. Now, I'm sure you're like, Kim Kardashian on the Men of the Year issue? How does that happen? Well, let me tell you. So she got the honor because she just announced her new clothing line for men. It's a part of her new Skims line.
Right.
So now you'll be able to not only wear your own shapewear, but your man will be able to wear his own shapewear. She said that, you know, whether they talk about their insecurities or not, men also feel the same way that women do about their bodies. And so they can wear Skims and feel beautiful and, you know, feel nice and curvaceous like a Kardashian when they put their Skims on.
She did not say that.
No, I'm paraphrasing.
Okay.
Skims for dudes, and maybe we had this conversation a couple of weeks ago because she just teamed up with the NFL too, right?
Yes. NBA.
NBA,
okay. Mm-hmm. What's it supposed to hide on a dude? Like if you have like a little gut or something?
Yeah, let's go with that. She doesn't specify, but it is just a new line of Skims wear. And they're honoring her for that because she's talking about how men also feel insecure about their body, just like women do. And she also wanted men to see what all the hype was about when it came to her Skims line. Yeah, that is a direct quote.
She's partnered with some NFLers, like, you know, Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
And like she has pajamas and things of that nature as well.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, it runs the gamut of underwear and shapewear for men.
Let's see if
Patrick Mahomes, last player she should have partnered with, because he just admitted that he wears the same drawers every game.
He does?
Yeah.
Is that right?
No, yeah. It's like a good luck charm for him.
Really?
Since his rookie year, he wears the same exact drawers every game.
He washes them?
I hope so.
Yeah, I think so.
I would imagine so.
Yeah, yeah. Those guys are superstitious, yeah, though, man. A lot of those dudes, they will not wash like a T-shirt. If they win in it, they will not wash it until they lose.
Yep.
I don't know about underwear.
I saw that headline. He says he washes them sometimes. I'm sure.
That's what he said?
I feel like if I'm an athlete like that, like I'm going to keep it as pure as possible. And then I'm sure Brittany at one point is looking over at him like, all right, homeboy. Yeah, yeah. Like, we need to get some Dawn on that.
Oh, get some Dawn.
Yeah, you already won a couple Super Bowls. Change your drawers. It's okay.
You got two rings.
Yeah, good,
you can
bro.
Wash your underwear. All right, Millie Bobby Brown is throwing her hat into the ring when it comes to whether or not you should take photos of your food when you're out to dinner. She says it's cringe.
Oh, I do not take pictures of my meals. That is where I draw the line. My camera does not eat first. I think it's just ridiculous. Put your phone down. Eat your meal. Never have I ever taken a picture of my food or drink. Cringe.
Oh, that must be so nice to have such a wonderful, rich lifestyle that you're exposed to that kind of stuff every day. Not everyone gets to have the fancy meals or see the cool cocktails or knows how to make them or has private chefs or what have you. Let people live. If they want to take photos, the only thing I'll say is if their flash is up in your face and now it's disturbing you, that's an issue. Let people take pictures of their food. Why not?
And also, it's good for the business. It's great for the restaurant to showcase this beautiful meal, and it's a great way to promote the restaurant and what they have on their menu.
How dare you? How dare you support small business, and how dare you support chefs? It's cringe.
What's your problem?
What?
What's your problem, Bert?
Food pictures are stupid.
No, they're not.
I don't like it either.
They are stupid.
No, don't look at them. Like you don't even like food.
Maybe that's why it's stupid.
It's like you're having mental leftovers. You can go back and relive the experience in your camera roll.
That's why I eat.
All right, Travis Kelce is responding to that lyric change at the Eras Tour. I'll play you the clip on your next E-Buzz on The Bert Show.
The Bert Show.